Six. Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
A new day is rising. Spring is sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where the birdies is. They say the birdies on the wing, but that's absurd. I thought the wing was on the bird. I've no idea where that comes from, but it's been in my head constantly because I'm just sticking my head out of my roof, my little room here in North Manchester where I make the finest hour for you. I'm looking around because our swifts haven't arrived. We've got a family of swifts that live in the eaves of our house, and they've not arrived yet. They're a little bit late. Or maybe they're usually the last to get here, according to me mate Stuart. But yeah, so I'm constantly wondering where the boydies is. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody. That song you just heard was Bob Marley and the Wailers and Sun Is Shining. It's an incredible tune, and it's good to remind yourself of just what an amazing voice Bob Marley had, and what an amazing band in the Wailers he had as well, especially his backing vocalists, angels, just angels, amazing. So the theme of this week's show, as it is nearly every May time actually, for at least one episode of The Finest Hour, is all things spring. And this year I'm thinking all things spring and things on the wing in spring. Birdies and springtime and bright, cheerful happiness. The gentle flowering of springtime. I don't want you to think that I'll be gambling through the programme like a spring lamb. Just more appreciating subtle blooms here and there. I do love the spring, it's great. What else we got on the show for you? Oh yes, as part of Six Music's month-long celebration of the written word, a brand new feature for May only is Masterpiece Radio Presents. A little bit more about that later on. Got some emails from you lots on spoonerisms and other Freudian slips of the tongue and things like that. A response to my mistaken identity crisis when somebody found me hungover in a cafe in Manchester some years ago. I thought it was Kiefer Sutherland. That was good. Loads of brilliant Song for Guy recommendations, some quite old ones as well as some brand new ones, and of course the Beckopedia will be dropping by to delight us with a pearl of knowledge. Also, in the Desert Island Disc feature, we always play a snippet from somebody famous's Desert Island Disc. I've got a really lovely one reminding you all, if you needed it, how amazing Terry Wogan is. There you go, there's somebody to aspire to be. But for now, on with the spring and summery theme. This is Jolie Holland from the album Springtime Can Kill You. She's getting quite frisky and frustrated during this song. And yes, I might need a cold shower after this one. Jolie Holland.
Don't take it too slow. You don't have the time for long flirtation. You don't have the time for the least hesitation. Roses all are blooming, lilacs all are glow, honeysuckle vines shine, shine. I'll get out, I'll get out of your house. Don't you see it's better this way? Don't you see it's better this way? You can't be too shy. You know the reason why. If you don't go get what you need, something something's gonna break on the inside.
Jolly Holland and Springtime Can Kill You. This next tune is by Sharon Van Etten and Zach from Beirut. This is part of her new album. I've not heard her stuff before, and I'm a little ashamed to have not heard of her before because she's brilliant. Both James Jeremiah and Chris Harding got in touch. James says, thanks for playing my song last week, Guy. I'm not sure which one that was, James. I shall look through the files. I have another recommendation. While in Brighton with work, I happened to wander into Resident, an amazing independent record shop in the Lanes. After buying some CDs, the very helpful girl behind the counter recommended Sharon Van Etten and her new-ish album, Tramp. I had a quick listen and then passed it on to my fiancé, who then said she loved it and I should listen again, and I did, and this track stood out. We Are Fine is a duet between Sharon and Zach Condon from Beirut. It's hugely personal, as it's about her own problems with social anxiety and panic attacks. It has a huge hint of some of Cat Power, but I think it's excellent in its own right. Cheers, James Jeremiah. Thanks very much to James and for Chris Harding for recommending this. I immediately went and bought Tramp, which I'm going to enjoy listening to later on today. I'm in the studio with I Am Clute this afternoon, wrapping up their forthcoming record, which is sounding awesome. And I think I'll play a little bit of this to her, because it's fascinating stuff. Once again, she's called Sharon Van Etten, and this is a track she did with Zach from Beirut. It's called Sunny Road. Keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in, please. Do you know what? It's not called Sunny Road. It's called We Are Fine. Sunny Road is the track after this one.
Take my hand.
Sharon Van Etten and Zach Condon, that's We Are Fine, from the album Tramp, which I recommend you go and get. I just bought it this morning. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Chris Harding and James Jeremiah. James is a serial song for Guy recommender. You've got to just pick really good stuff. You've got to throw good arrows at the board, if you know what I mean. James seems to know what tickles my fancy. Emiliana Torini, for instance, I've heard some of her songs. I would have, you know, very pleasant, but didn't really rock my world. And then he recommended this one, and I think it's lovely. There's just an overwhelming sense of truth to it. And it fits very nicely with this week's theme of springtime. I had occasion to meet Emiliana after hearing this song that James recommended in 2009. Sat round a campfire with her, with Mrs. Badger, and with her and her guitarist, and she played a rendition of this. So picture that, if you will. It was a very pleasant evening, especially because we were all pretty rocketed on Mudgley cider, which, if you've never tried it, you should. Oh, and please drink responsibly and all that guff. Emiliana Torini, more about spoonerisms in a bit, and Sunny Road.
Wrote you this, I hope you got it safe. It's been so long, I don't know what to say. I traveled round through deserts on my horse. Put jokes aside, I wanna come back home. You know, that night I said I had to go. You said you'd meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road.
Does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
6 Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Daniel Land and the Modern Painters, it's a band that keep coming up again and again. This is, I think, the most beautiful offering yet. It's called Eyes Wide Shut, and it's out, well, you lot can buy it tomorrow. It's out tomorrow. Daniel Land and the Modern Painters, Eyes Wide Shut. I love this.
If he
Land and the Modern Painters and Eyes Wide Shut. Once again, look on my website at show by date and you can see all of these things. You can see all of these artists plus their profiles. You can find out any song that I've ever played on the Finest Hour. Incidentally, thank you very, very much to Mike Joyce for looking after the programme for the last couple of weeks when I've been in the studio with I Am Clute. Very rewarding, but I did miss you. I did miss doing my programme. This next one, in fact, I'm not going to introduce it. See if you can guess who it is. That was, of course, Beach House from their new album, Bloom, which is out in a couple of days, I believe. That was Myth. Fantastic voice. And it's just getting better and better, I think. And I just love the way the guitar works in their stuff as well. I think they're a brilliant band. Pete Turner, the bass player from Elbow, it's one of the few bands that I turned him on to. It's the greatest pleasure in the world, isn't it, to recommend some music to your friend and have them love it. It's something I invite you to do through the Song for Guy recommendations on this programme. So not requests, recommendations. Base it on what I play on the programme, the music I make with my band. Try and play me something I've never heard for any reason. A good one is because you live abroad. Try and pick a band that never made it in the UK. We're finding that with British drama at the moment, I think, aren't we? In terms of, it doesn't have to be English-speaking to grab the British public. You've had The Bridge and Bergen and, of course, The Killing. Inspired that. Put it on, even if it's subtitled. People can handle it and they want it. And, yeah, it's kind of, there's six, seven times more great drama out there than perhaps we realised before. So, yeah, send it all. Where are we? Oh, right. This is from John Boylan. It's a Song for Guy recommendation. It's a band called Spirit, who I've never heard of before, but he thinks is one of the best of its era. Give a life, take a life. Thanks for the recommendation, John.
It's your job, you're not paid to feel. You seem confused by your own ideas. Life and death is what you're saying. And if I speak, am I betraying? I was taught you. Take my life away. Peace on earth is what you're teaching.
Give a life, take a life.
But do we practice what we preach?
Give a life, take a life.
Although I question if it's just. Say it's time, then I'm lost.
Give a life, take a life. I was taught you can. Now I'm thinking the shallow sea is no one's there. You have the right to take my life away. Take my life away.
Selling 25,000 tickets to your own wedding. It's one of the many strange but true facts about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, a stomping, shouting gospel singer whose influence on 20th century American music was enormous. Born in 1915 to Arkansas cotton pickers, by the time she was four, she was playing guitar as her mother sang and preached at evangelist tent revivals all across the South. It was the spirit of this fervent, rousing gospel message, which combined with the green shoots of early rock and roll, later made her the first great gospel recording star of the 30s. Traditionalists may have ostracised her for embracing popular music and performing in nightclubs, but audiences loved her, and listening to the intricate rhythmic guitar breaks and joyful shouting vocals of the irresistible Sit Down, you can hear all the elements that influenced the future styles of Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Isaac Hayes and Aretha Franklin. It's little wonder, then, that the woman known as the original Soul Sister could turn her own wedding into a sellout celebration. That must have been one hell of a party. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. Sit down, I told you, I can't sit down. Go away, don't bother me, I can't sit down. Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder dressed in white? I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. It looks like the children of Israel died. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Can't sit down. It looks like the children that Moses made. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. No, I can't sit down. Go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Told you, I can't sit down. No, I can't sit down. Then go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Sit down. No, I can't sit down. No, I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, as recommended by the Beckopedia, that was Sit Down. What a fascinating character. Thanks to Beckopedia for that. The theme is spring and things with wings. And here is Buffalo Springfield. Do you see what happened there? It's called Expecting to Fly. It's by Buffalo Springfield. It came up twice while I was searching my computer for suitable tunes to find for you. So I thought, yeah, if it's coming up twice in one morning, then it deserves playing. Something very wistful and romantic about this melody. And they weren't sparing with the echo chamber.
Wave goodbye.
fell to the ground. So hard to laugh as I fumbled and reached for the love I found, knowing it was gone.
Buffalo Springfield and Expecting to Fly. Let's stay in the era and the crowd, if you know what I mean. Here's a recommendation from Loretta Room. Hi Guy, I was driving home this morning in the rain and found myself talking to you in my head about the song Rainy Night House by Joni Mitchell. Do you often talk to me in your head? Loretta, that's interesting. And for a very specific reason, that I love both the original recording, Ladies of the Canyon, and the live version on Miles of Isles. As though they were two completely different songs, and somehow my allegiance to one did not lessen my experience of the other. I was wondering what other songs I could say that about. Usually I will like one more than the other. Well, by the same artist, I can't think of anyone that... I mean, Let's Dance. I love the M. Ward version of Let's Dance as much as I do the David Bowie version. In fact, I'll play them both next week. But by the same artist, I'm not sure. Oh, no! In fact, there's a Joni Mitchell one. A Case of You. The version that she does with the orchestra, I love as much as the original on Blue. So maybe it's something peculiar to Joni. Anyway, Loretta goes on. It's astonishing to me to contemplate that it was less than 5 years between these recordings, and within that time, Blue for the Roses and Court and Spark and much of what became Hissing of Summer Lawns had been written and recorded. Wow. Talk about welcoming the muses. I mean, who was pouring water into her glass? I cherish these albums as complete work, start to finish, another rare thing for me. Me too, Loretta. And so it seems fitting that hearing her sing Rainy Night House those few years later, she seems to be looking back a great distance. Well, I'll tell you what I'll try and do, Loretta. Let's hear the first version of Rainy Night House from Ladies of the Canyon. And if I have time towards the end of the show, I'll play the live version from Miles of Isles as well. It means we'll have to get a shufti on, though. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is Joni Mitchell.
Thank you. called your mother. She was very tanned. So you packed your tent and you went to live out in the Arizona sand. You are a refugee from a wealthy family. You gave up all.
Joni Mitchell, maybe the first version of Rainy Night House, and that's for Loretta Room.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Mum, he's a space nut, you know.
Bill Callahan sounds in very fine spirits compared to some of his other tunes. I love Bill Callahan. I love everything he does. But this chirpy little number, especially the bass line, makes me feel quite happy, which is not always the case with his music. Too many birds.
Many birds in one tree. Too many birds in one tree. And the sky is full of black and screaming leaves. The sky is full. Black and screaming, and one more bird, then one more bird, and one last bird, and another, one last blackbird without a place to land, one last blackbird without a place to be. Turns around in hopes to find the place it last knew rest. Oh, blackbird, over black rain burn. This is not where last new rest. You fly all night to sleep on stone. The heartless rest that in the morn will be gone. You fly all night to sleep on stone. To return to the tree with too many birds. Too many birds, too many birds.
You know what I mean? Like a subtle calypso vibe going on. Bill Callahan and Too Many Birds from the album Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle. Milagres continue to promote their excellent record Glowing Mouth with this new tune Halfway. You can get this now. It's available now. Once again, Milagres, which if I remember correctly is Portuguese for miracles. M-I-L-A-G-R-E-S. And this is Halfway.
My eyes roll around out of my control. I'm looking through shades of light, and I could make a list of all the looks I stole. And
Lar Grays from their current album Glowing Mouth, which I recommend you go and buy. That's a song called Halfway. Brilliant. Teresa Heapy's been in touch and says, here's a recommendation which will get you smiling if you're feeling a bit blue. Laughing in Rhythm by Slim Gaylard. Slim Gaylard has his own mad, made-up, cartoon-like scat vocalese language and is also a fantastic jazzer. The band do sound like they completely lose it in the end. I also find I write best two elbow songs. Ah, well, thank you. Flattery. There you see, there's the bribe, everyone. That's how you get your email read out. My brain switches off to the world and relaxes into writing. So hooray and big thank you for that. All the very best, Teresa. Thanks, Teresa. Let me see. She loves baking. And the kind of writing she does is children's books. Well, love to you, kids. Love to you. And bake me a raspberry lattice, about which I will tell you a story in about 20 minutes' time. Here's Slim Gaylard and Laughing in Rhythm.
Laughing in Rhythm.
When you feel tickled, put a feather in your ear. Oh, out there. When you wiggle, Lahoroti Magbaldi, a Lahorini ball. Way over on Tirooney Mo.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
That was, of course, Blackbird by the Beatles from the White Album. And I chose that song because there isn't a song I'm aware of about a missel thrush. What got me into bird watching, which was fairly recent, it was only about 6 years ago, was that a family of missel thrush, when I lived in Manchester town centre, I had a balcony and a family of missel thrush brought their young up on my balcony. And I thought it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And I came to really love them. And I started spotting all the different species around there. And I don't know if you remember way back when I used to make my radio programme in that flat, but I had a colony of about 30 goldfinch ended up using the feeder right outside my window. And you could quite often hear them on the programme. Anyway, I got into my birdies. And the blackbird is a member of the thrush family, I believe. So I played Blackbird for this great, big, beautiful missel thrush that's been hanging around my house the last few weeks that reminds me of the original family. He's a big fella. Savona Stevenson. Now, I had trouble with this the last time I played it. I think this song's called Ambuakeli. Ambuakeli. Yeah, I'll go with that. From Calm and the Dove by Savona Stevenson. This is beautiful. Thank you.
Masterpiece Radio presents The Written Word.
Welcome, gentle listener, to my humble homage to The Written Word. That marvelous melange of just 26 letters and 13 punctuation marks, whose curious combinations have held the rapture of readers for centuries. Picture, if you will, the young William Shakespeare, a man whose scribbling quill would scratch out the tense drama of The Merchant of Venice, the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, the violence of Macbeth, but also a man of sensitive soul, whose heartfelt sonnets would seal with a kiss the union of generations of lovers. And here we are, dear friends, 400 years later, still held in thrall by those wonderful, wistful words, as demonstrated by my young friend Rufus Wainwright in his charming performance of Sonnet No. 29. Ah, me. Until next time, as the bard himself would say, good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
When in disgrace with fortune in men's eyes, I'll alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate. Wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope. What would I most enjoy contentedly?
Rufus Wainwright and Sonnet No. 29. More Masterpiece Radio next week, and for our American listeners, please forgive me that accent, if you at all spotted it as being supposed to be American. Let's have a little look at the emails you sent on spoonerisms and other Freudian slips. Matthew Ratcliffe used the word orgasm instead of organism in his master's thesis 4 times. Well done, mate. Martin Plaister even said, "Dear Guy, I take great pleasure in listening to your show each week, so I thought you'd appreciate my friend Lizzie Scala Murray's spoonerism. The location was France. 4 of us were on holiday, having attended a friend's wedding, and whilst driving between our B&Bs, we got slightly lost, at which point Scala suggested we research Striegel Gook Map. I've never looked at Google Maps without giggling since. Keep up the good work, Martin." Thank you, sir. Archie Cornish says, "Just heard the spoonerism request. It's kind of a famous one. But a good solution to the question in Alice in Wonderland, why is a raven like a writing desk, is this. A raven is a pest for wrens, and a writing desk is a rest for pens. All the best from Archie in Cambridge. Very clever, that, yeah. Alice in Wonderland, discuss. Let's have your emails and opinions. Me and my partner both find it a bit Victorian parlour game under the influence of laudanum pervy. Do you know what I mean? I find it more disturbing and frightening and just slightly odd and very, very British than I do entertaining and charming and magical. Alice in Wonderland, discuss. For and against. On with the spoonerisms. When a spoonerism occurs, it is known as a peach impediment. Thanks for that, Brendan. And Blake Ryan said, that famous chef, Blooming Hestenthal, or is it Human Blestenthal? Thank you very much. Freudian slips, however, says Murray, are just figments of people's ejaculation. I'm quite a fan of that one. And Nicola Fleming says, spoonerisms. Well, I think it's because your head's already predetermined what you're about to say, but your chops are running tardy. I like your turn of phrase, Nicola. So in short, your head's too fast for your mouth and you just get confused. I always end up spoonerisming, and I have similar issues with words that have M and N in them, such as domino, enemy, animal and cinema. I get the M and the N the wrong way around. I had to concentrate, Nicola Fleming. I had to concentrate. Last one from Tony Richardson. When he was a kid, he was out bird watching with his parents, and he saw lots and lots of birds in trees. He says here, nuts, hatches, coal tits, greenfinches, great tits, even bullfinches were there, and he was proudly identifying them when he said that they were coming down from the trees in stits and farts instead of fits and starts. Sounds like a charming childhood memory, and he says that 47 years later, he's worked in bird conservation pretty much all of his life. I wonder if that happy childhood memory, there's nothing better than making your parents laugh, is there? I wonder if that happy childhood memory had something to do with your career choice. I bet it did. One more email, which I might as well read out now, is from Emma Farrer, our very own Emma Farrer from the BBC. She says her husband Adam gets mistaken for me. He was always in denial about it. She goes on to say, however, in the past month or so, he's been mistaken for you, for me, so many times, even when with his daughter and his wife. And then his moment of acceptance came when a lady walked up to him in the street and said, hello, guy. She was mortified at her mistake, particularly because she later told us that she went to college with you. Ah, did she? I wonder who that was. I'm suggesting that Ad cashes in on his rock star good looks. And there you see, it's the bribe, everyone, for getting your email read out. Cashes in on his rock star good looks and opens a few supermarkets. But I've yet to convince him on that one. I'll tell you what, Emma, I'll do you a deal. I'll cut you and Adam in on 50% of all the dough to go and be me on tour this summer while I go to the Seychelles. Okay, where were we up to? Oh, yeah. This beautiful song is recorded live at the Cellar Door. It's Richie Havens' version of the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. Listen to the people enjoying it. Think about the excitement and the vibrance in the room. And Richie going hammer and tong at his guitar. And then wonder at the marvel of recording. That you can hear it in your respective bedrooms, offices, wherever you are in the world. This wonderful recording from decades and decades ago. Isn't recording marvellous? Isn't Richie Havens marvellous?
darling. It's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Darling, the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It seems like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right. No, 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 no. It's all right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The applause, of course, is for Richie Havens, not me. It's just an old habit.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Giddy and Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanchion, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Serge Gainsbourg, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Giddy and Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6
Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
The theme is spring and things on the wing. Here is the Blue Nile with Happiness. This is something like a springtime record if I ever heard one.
Now that I found peace at last, tell me, Jesus, will it last? At last, tell me, Jesus, will it last? Birds were laughing in the trees. It's only make believe. It's only love. It's only love. It's only. Treat you right.
Tell me, Jesus, is it mine? Now that I've found peace of mind, tell me, Jesus, is it mine?
Blue Nile and Happiness from the album Peace at Last. Paul Buchanan's got some new stuff coming out, if it's not already out, I believe. Can't wait for that. Yes, so if I'm picking springtime music, I can't help thinking of the Bjork album Vespertine, which is easily in my top 10 records of all time. A real delicate, beautiful, absorbing, wonderful piece of art. Nearly the whole record reminds me of melting icicles. This song is called Undo, see if you know what I mean, from Vespertine. Please write this down and get it for yourself. It'll improve your life. From Vespertine by Bjork, here is Undo.
Thank you. praying to be in a generous mode.
The
kindness kind to share.
Once more from the album Vespertine, that was Bjork and Undo. A fantastic record. Even if you don't rate the rest of the stuff that she's ever done, go and buy that album, change your life. A wonderful now, little snippet from the Desert Island Discs archive. This is Terry Wogan's Desert Island Disc, done some time ago now, but a little reminder, should you need it, of what an amazing broadcaster he is. He can't help but take the reins. Even when he's on his desert island.
There was an element of resentment among the people who had been listening to John Donne and Ray Moore beforehand, and a certain style of presentation. I was perhaps a little too abrasive, a little too fast, a little too talkative for them. The papers, I remember the Sunday Express taking grave exception to me. But I never thought it was going to fail, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had had the experience of working in Ireland at that level. I knew how to communicate with the radio audience. I'd nearly always known that. Radio has always been my medium rather than television. It's a medium I'm much more at home with because of being self-conscious.
Mm.
Talking to a microphone for me is the easiest thing in the world. Naturally, I have to identify with the listeners, and they're all half asleep anyway.
Yeah, of course. And in 2.5 hours, you have to keep going until Jimmy Young feels like starting.
That's true, and until they wind him up, actually, or get the old commode moving. I don't find it a great strain, because don't forget, what I'm doing is not earth-shattering. I'm only communicating on a very, very everyday and ordinary basis.
Mm.
I'm seeking that the listener identify with me, and the way I do that is I rely a great deal on the listeners' letters and reactions to things. I act as a kind of catalyst on some subjects. The listeners supply me either vertically or laterally with material. The great thing about a listener writing in is that, unlike a scriptwriter who has to be funny all the time, the listener's script need only be funny once. And that's what makes them so funny and so amusing. Yes. When you get a really good listener's letter, no scriptwriter could be funnier.
Record number four
is by possibly the greatest natural bass singer of all time, in my humble opinion. The reason I've picked Paul Robeson is that he was a great favourite of my father's as well, and my father always thought he personally had a very fine bass voice. My father always wanted me to be a singer. Unfortunately, I never had the application. I'm not even sure I had the voice. But I thought you'd like to hear Paul Robeson singing this particular one, The Cobbler's Son.
I sit and cobble at slippers and shoon, from the rise of sun to the set of moon. Cobble and cobble as best I may, cobble all night and cobble all day, and I sing as I cobble this the less I earn, for the soul's ne'er crack nor the upper's turn. The better my work, the less my pay, but work can only be done one way. And as I cobble with needle and I judge the world by the way they tread. Heels worn thick and soles worn thin, toes turned out and toes turned in. There's food for thought in a sandal skin. For prince and commoner, poor and rich, stand in need of a cobbler's stitch. Why then worry what lies before? Hang this life by a thread no more. I sit and cobble at slippers and shoon, from the rise of sun to the set of moon. Cobble and cobble as best I may, cobble all night and cobble all day, and I sing as I cobble this doleful lay.
Paul Robeson and the Cobbler's Song. I was going to open with a gag about cobblers, but it's cheap and beneath me. More Desert Island Disc snippets next week. And isn't Terry Wogan lovely? I'd love to meet him, you know. Hint, hint. Should anyone be able to arrange that? So if we're talking springtime and things on the wing time, then this is my most favourite track. I play it every year in the month of May to introduce people to the record. It is Laughingstock by Talk Talk, easily my favourite band of all time. And I love this piece of music so much that I want it playing at my funeral. I don't want you to picture my funeral though, because that's not why I want it played. It's because it doesn't matter what time of year I hear this, it makes me think of things blooming, things being born, things hatching, the sun being up. Call me an old hip if you like, it's true. Maybe because the title of the song is New Grass, but this is just the most delicate, organic, wistful piece of music. Talk Talk from the album Laughingstock, which is in my top two favourite albums of all time. This is New Grass. beautiful. There in its entirety was New Grass by Talk Talk from the album Laughingstock. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Rainbirds by Tom Waits makes me think of bird baths. I love watching the birdies. I've been talking to them quite a lot this show because, as I mentioned right at the beginning of the programme, I'm waiting for a family of swifts to return to their nests in the eaves of our house here. And they're not here yet, and we're starting to worry. Not a very complicated life you've got there, Guy, I hear the nation scream. No, I suppose not. I appreciate it, though. Here is Tom Waits with Rainbirds.
Breakfast Radio.
One, don't be afraid to take on the big subjects. You know what really gets on my nerves? Coffee.
Two, book huge guests.
22 minutes past nine, still no Mitch Ben. If you see Mitch on the street, would you let him know that he's supposed to be here?
Three, always have a PC delivery.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The Sean TV Breakfast Show. Textbook Breakfast Radio.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio.
6. Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Time for one more, I think. This is All the Morning Birds by Jolie Holland. A very, very pretty lyric.
By 3 a.m. all the morning birds will be crying, and that old highway will be sighing. And my dreams feel as cold as my bones on a long walk home. sent me straight up out of hell. And I miss her real bad, but I love her well. And I remember Don Clancy as a wild young man, but I haven't seen him nor heard of him since he lost his mind and was born again. Off the coast of Oregon. Oh, where are you now? Oh, where are you now? And do you ever think of me? I'm telling you now, you are the stars that I follow. Endlessly,
time for this springtime edition of Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. I am he, the lead singer of Elbow. Thank you so much to Michelle and to Peter and to everybody who helps put the programme together at the Beeb at Media City here. Thanks to the Beckopedia for her wonderful contributions. It just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.
there, nothing at all. Wondering, wondering why you don't care, wishing you call. Tears keep flowing like drops from a waterfall. Spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and blue. Still I'm lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Still I'm lonely, so lonely at midnight for you.
Six music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Could be Sunday night, could be Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride that'll cross time, space and genres with a hand-picked selection of sounds that tonight will include Joe Wobble and Keith Levine, Scientist, Kindness, Terry Reid, The Soft Rock, Sweet Billy Pilgrim, Etienne de Creasy, and that's just for starters. But to set the tone, how's this for Culture Clash? Richard Burton meets King Tubby in a Dylan Thomas Stiley. Brand new on the Rivertone label, this is Dubwood All-Stars, Under Dubwood.
To begin at the beginning. It is spring, moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black. The cobble streets silent and the hunched quarters and rabbits wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black, fishing boat bobbing the sea. The houses are blind as moles, though moles see fine tonight in the snouting velvet dingles, or blind as Captain Cat, fair in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock, the shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds. And all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now. Hush, the babies are sleeping. The farmers, the fishers, the tradesmen and pensioners, cobbler, schoolteacher, postman and publican, the undertaker and the fancy woman, drunkard, dressmaker, preacher, policeman, the web-foot cocker women and the tidy wives. Young girls lie bedded soft or glide in their dreams with rings and trousseau, brides mated by glowworms down the aisle.